and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this joyous Epiphany Day, the 12th day of Christmas, we rejoice in Jesus, the light of the world, who is the prophet and the priest and the king. Christmas night dawned in Bethlehem. The light of the heavens shone with the brightness of the angels. Jesus, the King of the Jews, is proclaimed to humble Jewish shepherds as they go and see Mary and Joseph and the babe in the manger. We celebrate at Christmas Jesus, the light for the Jewish people. And on the 12th day of Christmas, celebrated all around the world on January 6th, we rejoice in the light of the star that appeared, the light that guided the Gentile magi and wise men to come also to Bethlehem and to worship this one as God in human flesh, but for the light of all the nations, not just the Jewish people, but for all peoples. Thus, Epiphany is all about light. The light appears in the shining of the star. The light of Christ lightens the entire world. And we will briefly this evening consider Jesus as prophet, as priest, and king. First of all, we consider Jesus as the prophet. We sing about this when we sing the carol, We Three Kings, that he is the prophet who will one day be anointed with myrrh. After his crucifixion, he's placed in the tomb, anointed with myrrh. And myrrh was one of the gifts that the Magi brought him. Jesus the prophet, myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. We rejoice in the light of Christ, who is the prophet, one who would be anointed with myrrh and who'd come to die in our place and as our substitute. Isaiah, in the Old Testament lesson this evening, spoke 700 years before the birth of Christ of this light that comes, the glory shines round about us over all the nations who come to the brightness of your dawning. The kings will bring the wealth of the seas, and they will be radiant. The riches of the nations will come to you, proclaiming the praise of the Lord. Isaiah is foretelling the coming of this light. Jesus the prophet, Jesus announced by the star, the glory of the Lord rises in the person of Christ. The brightness of the dawning of God has come. Radiance, joy, and the wealth of the nations come because the kings proclaim the praise of the Lord in Jesus the prophet who would come to preach and to teach and to heal and to be crucified, anointed with myrrh, buried, raised on the third day, and as the prophet who proclaims to us, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and the light for all the nations. We rejoice this night that Jesus is that prophet. Secondly, we rejoice that Jesus, the young child in Bethlehem, is also the priest. In the hymn and the carol, We Three Kings, about the priest we sing, frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. Jesus came as the true priest. And a priest in the Old Testament would sacrifice frankincense on the altar, and as the scent and the aroma of the incense went up into heaven, as he prayed, the people outside the temple could smell the fragrance, and they knew the prayers of the priest are arising before God with the incense. Jesus is that priest. He is our chief and holy priest. He came, he who was born at Bethlehem, to share our flesh and blood. And unlike the priest in the Old Testament, he had no sins for which he had to atone for himself. He came to be our chief priest and to offer himself as the sacrifice. You note that when the Magi come, these mysterious figures from the East, who are familiar with the Old Testament scriptures, they know about the Jewish Christ, and they know about this star that belongs to this priest. When they come into Jerusalem and say, "Where is the one born King of the Jews?" The reason Herod is upset with this is that Herod was not a Jew. He was an Edomite. He had been put into the kingly role by the Romans, and he was, in that sense, not really a Jewish king at all, but been put there by the Romans. So when the Magi, these mighty men, come into Jerusalem, because they assume, as the star goes before them, that the king is going to be in the capital, in Jerusalem, when they say, "Where is the one born King of the Jews?" This is a threat to Herod. There's a child born of the royal line of David who is now to be the new king, and of course Herod wanted to kill this child. But the Magi say something fascinating and mysterious. "We have come to worship him." They knew that this Christ, the line of Judah in Judea, as the scribes look up in the scripture lesson, the scripture books of Micah and Isaiah, and Herod wants to know, well, where is this king going to be born? And they read Micah 5, "In Bethlehem, the city of David, the Christ will be born." This ruler of the line of Judah, this priest, also a king of the line of David, who will come to shepherd the people Israel, is a child to be worshipped. And I ask you, who's the only one that can be worshipped? God. They come to worship God, who has visited earth in this child, Jesus. And they are overjoyed because the star reappears and goes exactly over to the house. Now Mary and Joseph and the child are in a house. And they are overjoyed and come in and bow down and worship him. And they present the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Yes, he is a prophet who will be anointed with myrrh. He is the priest who offers up his own body as a fragrant sacrifice, an offering before the Lord in the frankincense of his own body, our priest. And thirdly, this night, we rejoice that Jesus is also the king to whom gold should be brought. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. When the Magi bring gold, they're acknowledging that Jesus is the king. And that king Paul proclaimed in Ephesians 3 today, that the administration of God's grace, this mystery for which the Jews waited all these centuries, had now come to its revelation. The mystery of Christ was made known by the Spirit of God through the holy apostles and prophets, that in this one, the King, the gospel would come to Gentiles and those who are heirs of Israel, and making them one body in the church through the promise of Christ Jesus, the mystery has been revealed. This mystery was the unsearchable riches of Christ that all the way back to Genesis was promised the one who would crush the head of the serpent, but would be the seed of the woman. But in crushing the head of the serpent, he himself would be bruised in hands and feet and side. This mystery, this manifold wisdom of God that is known in the heavenly realms and now proclaimed among us here on earth, shows God's eternal purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, that through Jesus, this King, we can now come into God's presence with freedom and confidence. We in the church are one body. We share the same promise, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We have the same gospel, the same gift of grace. The riches of Christ have been made known to us. And his eternal purpose has brought you to faith in Christ. He chose you in eternity so that the light would dawn upon you. So here you sit this Epiphany night with the light of Christ shining upon you, in you, and through you. For we Christians are light bearers. The light of Christ has come upon us. It is now inside of us and shines forth to the world so we can approach God in our prayers and all of our needs with freedom and confidence. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia sounds through the earth and skies. This night, rejoice that Jesus is for you, your prophet and your priest and your king. As we come to this communion rail and we bow down to worship him and receive his gifts to us. Rejoice in the light of Christ this Epiphany Day. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and chant the offertory on page 192.